You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Fed booster shot has helped Nifty climb 11,550 levels today. These and other stories from Dalal Street are what I bring to you. This is an evening walk down Dalal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets witnessed a bounce back today on Thursday, a day after it breached its 100 days exponential moving average on the downside. The Nifty 50 snapped its four-day losing streak and closed above 11,550 levels, while the S&P BSE Sensex rallied over 260 points. The final tally on Dalal Street read something like this: the S&P BSE Sensex rose 266 points to close at 38,823, while the Nifty 50 closed 84 points higher at 11,582 thanks to positive global cues. World stocks rallied and global bond yields fell after the US Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell bolstered expectations that the Fed would cut US interest rates soon, this according to a report on Reuters. Back home, though, the broader market also witnessed buying today. The S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index rose 0.56%, while the S&P BSE Small-Cap Index rose 0.41%. On the sectoral front, the BSE Auto Index rallied 1.8%, followed by the S&P BSE Metal Index, which was up 1.8%, and the BSE Realty Index gained 1.3%. Positive global cues helped Indian markets climb crucial resistance levels, but all eyes will now be on earnings. After muted TCS results, investors will keep a close eye on Infosys results for the quarter ended June, which will be out tomorrow. Investors will also keep a close eye on inflation data for the month of June, which is scheduled to also come out on Friday. India's retail inflation for May inched up to 3.05% from 2.92% in April, driven by an increase in vegetable prices. Ajit Mishra, who is Vice President of Research at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "We expect the markets to remain choppy in the near term in the backdrop of weak domestic cues. Given the economic slowdown, we expect the earnings season to be tepid, which will lead to stock-specific volatility. Further, CPI inflation and IIP data will provide direction to the markets." On the global front, ongoing geopolitical issues between the US and Iran, as well as crude oil prices and currency movement, will keep the market participants on edge. Unquote. Anyway, at the end of the day, top Sensex gainers included names like Hero MotoCorp, Tata Motors, IndusInd Bank, State Bank of India, and Vedanta. While on the losing front, we had Bajaj Auto and Tech Mahindra, both dropping over 1% each. If those were the top gainers and losers, let's find out which other stocks made noise on Dalal Street. GTPL Hathway zoomed 20% on July 11th today after the company reported stellar earnings performance for the quarter ended June. Dish TV ended with gains of over 17% after CARE upgraded its credit rating on bank facilities. The company said CARE Ratings has revised the rating for the banking facilities of the company from CARE A3 to CARE A3+. Reliance Power shares closed with gains of over 5% after the company announced a recast of loan from Samalkot project. Reliance Infrastructure shares also zoomed nearly 11% today after 16 lenders signed an ICA, that is inter-creditor agreement. As per the RBI circular of the 7th of June 2019, 100% of its lenders have signed the ICA for the resolution of the company's debt, the company went on to say. And finally, Premier Explosives shares ended higher by 4% intraday today after the company received an order from Bharat Dynamics, that is BDL, in the defense space. Finally, how are markets elsewhere doing today? Asian markets mostly closed higher today after US Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell signaled overnight that the US central bank could be cutting interest rates soon. Shanghai Composite rose fractionally to 2,917.76, while the Shenzhen component declined 0.15% to 9,152.77. The Hang Seng Index of Hong Kong gained 0.75%. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 0.51% to close at 21,643.53. The broader Topix Index, also of Japan, gained 0.47% to close at 1,578.63. South Korea's Kospi added 1.06% to close at 2,080.58. Well, those were the big stories coming out of Dalal Street. Of course, there are more podcasts coming your way over the course of the day. There is one where we'll be taking a look at suitors for the Maharaja. Where are we when it comes to the Air India disinvestment process at this point in time, considering there has been a revival in interest from the government side, especially based on what Nirmala Sitharaman said during the budget speech. So that podcast is coming your way, as also the usual stories of the day, where I will recap the events of the world in about 25 minutes for your listening pleasure. In the meanwhile, do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com, or leave us a comment wherever it is that you listen to us on. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.